Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, June 20th. A Wichita woman sentenced to prison.
The ACLU attacks restrictions on protests in the Kansas Statehouse. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The heat and humidity really increase across south-central Kansas with temperatures rising into the 90s this afternoon. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A Wichita woman has been sentenced to 14 years in federal prison for sex trafficking of a 16-year-old girl. 31-year-old Brittany Knighton Harris was sentenced after previously pleading guilty to one count of sex trafficking. In her plea, Knighton Harris admitted that she recruited the girl and made arrangements for her to perform sex acts for money in Wichita and later in Topeka. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office helped investigate this case. The American Civil Liberties Union asking a federal judge to make it easier to protest inside the Kansas Statehouse.
The group said Wednesday that restrictions on demonstrations violate protesters' rights to free speech and due legal process. The ACLU asked the judge to block enforcement of the rules while a lawsuit challenging them goes forward. They sued after three college students were banned from the Statehouse for a year for hanging banners promoting Medicaid expansion in the Statehouse in March. That ban was lifted the next day, but the group contends the rules are too harsh. An assistant attorney general argued the ACLU is overstating how severe the rules are. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An advocate for keeping the Electoral College wants to be sure that those of us in states without many electoral votes know that it is the Electoral College's existence that continues to give our states relevance. Trent England is director of Save Our States.
What's really important about the Electoral College is how it shapes political campaigns and forces candidates not just to try to run up the score in the places they're the most popular, but actually drives them toward middle America.
England says the biggest threat to the Electoral College right now is not a constitutional amendment, but something called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, which would circumvent the current process rather than replacing it. With the 4th of July holiday approaching, Sedgwick County 911 Director Elora Forshee reminds residents of the non-emergency phone line for fireworks complaints or nuisance complaints.
That number is 290-1011, 290-1011. We will be staffing that July 1st through July 6th, every night this year from 6 p.m. to 2:30 a.m.
The county started using that phone number a few years ago to help ensure that actual emergency calls get to 911 operators. A sergeant in Virginia's National Guard is accused of stealing World War II-era dog tags from the National Archives and Records Administration Research Center in Maryland.
Robert Rumsby didn't think of it as stealing when he took dog tags belonging to four airmen killed in plane crashes during the war. The 29-year-old says he wanted to give the dog tags to the dead soldiers' families, including his wife's relatives. Rumsby telling the Stars and Stripes newspaper, quote, "I think the intent was there. I think the approach was wrong." Rumsby is charged with theft of public records, and he's not the first person accused of stealing from the National Archives facility in College Park. A French author and historian was sentenced in 2018 to a year in prison for stealing nearly 300 dog tags and other relics. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
What you say online could point to a health problem.
Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and Stony Brook University in New York looked at Facebook posts of 1,000 volunteers, and they found that certain words predicted specific health issues. Surprisingly, there was a strong connection between people at risk of type 2 diabetes and use of the words God and pray. Researchers say they don't know why, but they found that word use was a better predictor of some health conditions than a person's age or race, or where they live. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
We'll take a look at a soccer location that might be changed and flesh-eating bacteria. Those stories are on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:06. 7:09 here on KNSS. Could FIFA be looking to change the location of the upcoming Men's World Cup in soccer? Well, a new report suggests could happen.
TNT Sports says FIFA is considering an immediate substitute for Qatar, looking to avoid having the Middle Eastern nation host the 2022 World Cup, a FIFA vote that was marred by controversy and allegations of corruption. FIFA is reportedly considering a new round of voting that could relocate the global soccer tournament. This rumored push to get Qatar out of the picture amid concerns over human rights violations and insufferable temperatures was also aided by the recent arrest of former UEFA chief Michel Platini in connection to the Qatar World Cup probe. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Expanding the range of flesh-eating bacteria.
That warning from a new study published in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine, which follows four patients believed to have acquired Vibrio vulnificus infections from crabs in Delaware Bay, where such infections used to be rare because of its historically cooler water temperatures. Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University, who was not involved in the study, says the bacteria pose greatest risk to people with pre-existing medical conditions.
People ought to be concerned if they're immunocompromised. And I'm pretty sure that most people who are immunocompromised are cautioned against eating raw clams and oysters.
Dr. Schaffner says while most cases can be treated with antibiotics, the skin infections often require extensive surgery. In Atlanta, Jonathan Serry, Fox News.
7:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Traffic this morning, we've got gasoline prices kind of continuing to tumble little bit by little bit. 225 seems to be kind of an average out there. I have spotted better, though. Saw 221 this morning, 55th Street South and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers. And let's take a look at that forecast with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. Meteorologist Ron L. Williams is with us this morning. Hello, Ron L.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing on this Friday Eve?
Friday Eve. I like that. And it's a summer Eve. It's the final full day of spring,
right,
too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's definitely going to feel more like summer today, though. Rightfully so, since, you know, summer right around the corner. And I think I mentioned this yesterday. I do suspect a lot more people between today, tomorrow, maybe even into Saturday, going to be either poolside, or if you're like me, you may just want to sit under some AC because, yeah, it's going to be a lot warmer out there. High of 91 today. But we do have good amounts of sunshine on the way, mostly sunny skies today. South wind at 10 to 20. So it is going to be a little bit more breezy, but it's also going to be that southerly flow that keeps our humidity levels and our dew points kind of elevated. So the humidity, I don't think it'll be oppressive or overbearing, but you're definitely going to notice it, especially during the hottest part of the day. And then tonight, I do have a 20% chance of a shower or storm in the forecast, but it's really looking like things should stay north of Wichita. Just don't be surprised if you maybe hear a rumble of thunder during the overnight late tonight. Not expecting anything severe, but maybe getting a stronger storm with some small hail or some gusty winds should one of those storms kind of sneak into the metro. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low of 70, and then only a 10% chance of a shower or storm tomorrow. So much of Friday actually looking pretty dry, but it is going to be hotter, high of 95. And with the humidity, got to make sure we factor that in this time of year. Going to more than likely feel like triple digits out there, especially during the hottest part of the day. Going to turn windy too. Winds anywhere between 10 to 25 miles an hour and also still out of the south. And then we will have some spotty storm chances ahead going over the next few days. Best chance of seeing a strong or severe storm in Wichita really looks like it's going to be Saturday, late day, evening hours, damaging winds and large hail. Those are the main threats. So that's also something that we'll need to be on the lookout for. And then right now we're at 66 degrees. Just a few clouds in the sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour. Dew point of 62, though, so that's why I mentioned the humidity. Yeah, even right now, pretty noticeable with it feeling a little bit muggy out there as we get the day started.
And, of course, we've got all the golfers here in town for the Wichita Open that just teed off a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
I think today I'd rather be in that morning grouping than some guy teeing off at 2:15 this afternoon.
Yeah, really. And, you know, something else that I've been mentioning, you know, it's also that time of year where we really have to be thinking about hydrating, staying hydrated when we spend those, those hours and hours outside, especially with what's going on today. So got to remember to do that over the next few days as well.
Yeah, we'll give those golfers a nice taste of South Central Kansas tomorrow. 95 degrees and a gusty wind out of the south.
Yeah.
They'll be loving to handle that. Well, thank you, Ron L. We appreciate it. That is meteorologist Ron L. Williams with us today with the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. And we appreciate it. That is the report from Ron L. 7:14 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Thursday morning. The Jim Pike, founding member of the Letterman, has passed away at the age of 82. He had Parkinson's disease. Of course, the Letterman, very famous singing group, formed in 1961. They had their first hit that year with The Way You Look Tonight. Top 10 hits, When I Fall in Love, Going Out of My Head, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Jim Pike of the Letterman has passed away at the age of 82. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The EPA announcing a new policy, and this has been a battle between administrations, an Obama-era climate plan, and now, during the Trump administration, maybe going a different direction with some of these environmental regulations. Let's get more from Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in the nation's capital. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning, Ted.
How did things shape up yesterday in the nation's capital concerning these EPA rulings?
Yeah, the EPA administrator, Wheeler, said that they're putting a new plan into place when it comes to carbon emissions standards. So what this basically does is take this out of the federal government's hands and puts it into the hands of the states so that states could decide on their own how they want to handle emissions. The Trump administration was arguing that the Obama-era regulations were too hard on the coal industry and that it would up costs for energy for all of us, for consumers. The other side, though, sees this as a step back when it comes to dealing with climate change and expect lawsuits. Already several state attorneys general are threatening lawsuits along with environmental groups. So this one thing about the Obama-era regulations, really, they've been stymied since 2016. They've been stuck in court, so they never really went into effect. And I imagine that the same thing will happen with these new regulations, that there'll be court battles, and so the status quo looks like it will continue.
So is the status quo the Obama-era regulations?
No, because they never went into effect.
All right, so we even go back further than that to the status
quo. Exactly,
right,
exactly, whatever the EPA had in place. So,
right.
But already some states have been making moves to really crack down on emissions. New York State just passed some of the toughest regulations in the country. So it's going to depend on where you live, how this is going to be handled out. I mean, obviously, you know, West Virginia would probably have a different take on this. Different states will do different things. But again, I mean, this is all part of President Trump's promise to cut regulations early on in his presidency. You'll remember he stood there with a stack of regulations almost as tall as he was that he was going to cut. And this is something that corporations like environmental groups, not so much. I mean, the Obama Clean Power Plan was going to reduce greenhouse gases by, I think, up to 32%. So this was a big cut, and there was a lot of outcry from companies and especially coal mine industry on how this would affect their businesses.
And when you go to campaigning in states like West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky, once you start promising folks that you're going to bring back the coal industry, everybody gets excited.
That's right. But it's questionable how much these regulations will affect the coal industry. The administration says it will help, but that's unclear. We'll have to see, you know, how it all works out because, again, the legal challenge is expected really imminently to this announcement. So I would imagine it get, you know, caught up in court for quite some time. But, you know, what Andrew Wheeler, the EPA administrator, was arguing is that the Obama plan would have really put the cost on low and middle income Americans to pay the cost of the previous administration's climate plan, and they also say it would hurt the competitiveness of American businesses. So that was the take on the Trump administration. This has been in the works for quite some time. They've been talking about doing this, and they made the announcement yesterday.
Rachel, how are things going today in Washington, D.C.? Is it a nice day?
It's pretty nice, swampy here. I mean, weather-wise, it's always humid. But there's a lot of talk about this U.S. drone that was shot down by Iran, and we're awaiting some kind of response from the White House this morning. There's a dispute over whether it was flying over international waters or in restricted airspace for Iran. So they're claiming it was entering their territory and they shot it down. But this is just the latest in escalating tensions that show no sign of abating.
Right. Rachel, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it. That is Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live with us this morning from Washington, D.C. with that report. Thanks, Rachel. It is 7:19 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And our focus is in men's golf as the 30th annual Wichita Open is underway at Crestview Country Club. The first round today as the Corn Ferry Tour, the newly named Corn Ferry Tour, makes its annual stop in Wichita for the 30th year in a row. 156 golfers will eventually be on the course as the day goes on. First threesome teed off about 20 minutes ago. The last grouping will go at 2:15 this afternoon. So a long day of golf on a hot day out at Crestview Country Club. The media coordinator for the Wichita Open is Jay Delling, and he appeared on Sports Radio KFH on Sports Daily.
You know, this is a tour where, you know, of course they're not, you know, name players yet, although in the field you've got 11 players with PGA Tour victory experience. Frank Licklider III has a couple wins. And so there's 11 players that have won on the PGA Tour that are in the field this week. And so I think that'll be interesting to watch.
Wichita is one of four original stops on this tournament from when it began way back 30 years ago. Wichita, Boise, Springfield, and Knoxville, I think, are the four original stops that are still on the tour all these years later. And we are off and going at the 30th annual Wichita Open at Crestview Country Club today. Men's soccer yesterday. It was FC Wichita with a home win at Stryker Stadium, beating the Little Rock Rangers 2-1. First win of the season for FC Wichita. Most of their games this year have been draws. They've had five ties already this year. Hadn't won until last night.
Wow.
So must be good to feel to get on top after all that time.
Of course, that newly renovated Stryker complex. Mm-hmm. I got to get out to one of those. I bet that looks nice.
FC Wichita was down 1-0 in this game and came back to win it 2-1. First victory of the season for FC Wichita. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State Shocker Alec Bohm, who is in single A with the Philadelphia Phillies, and he continues his tear. 2-for-4 last night with a double. Drove in a run. Got a .441 on base percentage this season, and in his last eight games, he's batting .448. Former Shocker Alec Bohm is ripping it up right now in single A with the Phillies. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals at Seattle, and the Royals gave up four runs in the first inning and were never in this one. Mariners won it 8-2, snapping Kansas City's three-game winning streak. Royals did go 3-3 on the road trip. Now Kansas City is home for a four-game set at Kauffman Stadium this weekend, hosting the top team in the league, the Minnesota Twins. That'll start at 7:15 tonight, Royals-Twins. You can listen to that live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM. 97.5 FM. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Hey, don't forget, coming up next week on Tuesday night, every Tuesday night in June and July, Sunflower Collegiate League Baseball is being played at Eck Stadium. There are two games at Eck every Tuesday night. Coming up this Tuesday of next week, 5:30 p.m., the Hutchinson Monarchs take on the Newton Rebels, followed at 8 o'clock by the Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Mulvane Patriots. And we've got a four-pack of tickets to give away right now. So let's give it away to caller number four. Call me now at 869-1330, and we'll get you four tickets to go to next week's game on Tuesday night for Sunflower Collegiate League Baseball at X Stadium. We got a traffic and weather update coming up, and California's high-speed rail project. More on that during the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update. That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.